As we previously told you here on WFIR, several members of Roanoke City Council have discussed the possibility of tweaking changes to city zoning policy, which drops single-family-only zoning from the books in favor of permitting a mix of housing types, including apartments, in places where it was previously banned. City Vice Mayor Terry McGuire tells WFIR he has several areas of concern he hopes are addressed.
You know, one area I think of concern that I share is taking the public out of some of the decision making around developments in neighborhoods. I'm specifically thinking about projects of a certain size, certain threshold number of units would have previously had to go through the Planning Commission and then City Council for a review process to engage the public, air concerns, things like that. And
McGuire says while the city wants to add density to several areas, it must be done thoughtfully and carefully.
Many of our neighborhoods have a really high quality of life, and I think people are understandably, you know, want to make sure that, you know, as we grow and as we move forward, that we're doing that in a way that is respectful of the existing quality of life and amenities that people have come to expect and, you know, understood to be what they were getting when they bought into their neighborhood.
McGuire says the zoning policy could be discussed at some point during council's set of meetings today. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.